Hey everybody, are Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead actually connected? So, last week I did a video on the Flintstones and the Jetsons connection, and I was actually kind of surprised. People really responded well to that, even though this is like a Christian conservative but type of channel, but people actually liked that and wanted more of that. So I'm gonna do more of that because it's fun. It's something that I've been interested in. So I think once a week we could do something like this. So there's this theory that Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead are actually connected. You know what I should have did? A while ago, I interviewed Kenneth and Carl Funk. Now, Carl Funk, if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, if you watch The Walking Dead, then you'll know Carl Funk. He was, I actually think his name was Carl in the, maybe not. But in the show, he had a scene where he was in the back seat of the car and he got shot and he died. And even the Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick, they had the, in memoriam, and he was a part of that, which was pretty cool because he's in my Facebook group. I actually run a Facebook group, and if you want to join, you can watch it with us. We watch it every week, and we comment, and we have fun, and it's just a good fun play. But it's the weekly Walking Dead, viewing group with the Pecks or something like that. If you want to join, contact Christina Peck. She that's my wife. She tags everybody every Sunday when The Walking Dead is on, and then we just watch it together. Carl Funk is in it. He was an actor in the show. Darian, oh, I'm sorry, Darian, I'm forgetting your last name, but he's been in the show too. So it's just a good place to just kind of we watch the show together during commercials. We'll comment. We'll joke around. It's just fun. So if you want to join, you're more than welcome to do so. You can find it on Facebook. Well, the best way probably is to message my wife, Christina Peck. So I'm going to make it a little difficult for you because I don't want any trolls in there. If you can find my wife, Christina Peck, and you want to join the group, you're in. That's all it takes. I don't think that a troll is going to take that much time to do that and act like a good person. And then once they're in, they tell us that we're not Christian because we watch a show or whatever. But anyway, so there's this theory that actually Breaking Bad, you remember that show? That is a prequel to The Walking Dead. Now, when I first did a video like this, it was, the Flintstones and the Jetsons that they might exist within the same universe, and people were entertained by it and got a kick out of it. So I wanted to do that with this because this is another one of the most interesting ones that I've heard. So if you thought that the only thing Breaking Bad and Walking Dead had in common was that they shared a US network, which is AMC, then maybe it's time to realign that view. Let's find out. So this isn't really a new theory, just like the Flintstones and Jetsons. It's been around for a little while, but it's definitely interesting. So it says that Vince Gilligan's acclaimed drama, which is set in this, is actually set in the same universe as The Walking Dead, going actually as far as to suggest that Walter White's crystal meth blue sky—that's what it was called in Breaking Bad—was what caused the Walker outbreak. Really interesting. So this theory is split into like four different facts, two of which are interlinked fairly heavily. So fundamentally, it suggests that original Walking Dead character Merle Dixon, played by Michael Rooker, oh, phenomenal actor, that he bought some blue sky, which we see with our own eyes actually in season one episode Guts. But later, Merle's brother Daryl, Norman Reedus, another phenomenal actor, especially if you remember some of his previous acting experiences like Boondock Saints. Phenomenal movie, not for kids, but anyway, that they share the same they share the anecdote of the drug deal with Rick Grimes, played by Andrew Lincoln, with the dealer apparently threatening, I'm gonna kill you, expletive deleted. So could Breaking Bad's very own Jesse Pinkman, who was played by Aaron Paul, strangely enough, his first acting experience is in the Korn video. Remember the rock band Korn from like the 90s? Well, actually, they're still around. They did a video, I think it was Thoughtless, for their song Thoughtless. That was Aaron Paul. Aaron Paul was the guy in Thoughtless where the things were, coming out of his skin. And all right, anyway. But they So Jesse Pinkman, he's played by Aaron Paul. Is it possible that he sold Heisenberg's Blue Sky to the Dixon brothers, to Daryl and Merle? So another fact that the theory hammers home relates to the car that Walt buys, Walt Jr., played by R.J. Mitty, I don't know, in Breaking Bad season 4, which is near identical to the one driven by Glenn, Steven Yeun, back in Walking Dead season 1. They both have two black stripes on the front, and evidence supporting the theory doesn't stop there. When Skyler, from Breaking Bad, played by Anna Gunn, she orders Walt to take the car back. He brings it to Glenn's car lot. That's what it was called. Now, the aspect of this theory can be debunked pretty easily, considering it hangs on Glenn being a car salesman before the pandemic. He was a pizza delivery boy in The Walking Dead. So saying that, maybe Glenn Sr. could have owned the lot, who knows? But the question remains, why would Walt's meth have caused the outbreak? And this theory isn't so sure why, instead of suggesting that the first walker was actually Gus Fring himself, assumed that he dabbled with the substance off screen. And you can look at him post explosion from Breaking Bad if you follow the series. Now, at this point, it's kind of pushing it, but this theory is, it's a stretch because it requires us to invent moments or motives and scenes that we didn't see on screen to make it plausible. And despite its impressive connections, they actually rated it 5 out of 10 on believability, but 9 out of 10 on entertainment, which sounds about right in polls and things. So it shouldn't be overlooked that there are striking connections. Perhaps it was just intended as like fun Easter eggs by The Walking Dead's then showrunner, Frank Darabont. But if not, could we see Jesse Sue knocking down the walls of Alexandria or Walt Jr. showing up as one of Negan's clan? Or maybe even we'll see the outbreak through the eyes of Saul Goodman in Better Call Saul in his flash forwards? Probably not. But maybe. There's some other things like Fring was a after the explosion, he was actually kind of alive for a minute. Gus Fring, he was alive for a minute when he came out of the room, and then he kind of collapsed, and then you saw half of his face was missing. So maybe during the explosion there was a brain injury, and then that, because in The Walking Dead that's how you kill the walkers or the zombies, even though interestingly enough the word zombie is never used in any episode of that show. But that's how you get rid of a walker is you got to cause a brain injury, so you got to stab him in the head or shoot him or something. So Gus Fring was alive for like a couple of seconds. And then in Fear the Walking Dead, I only made it through the first season and I became uninterested with it. I don't know what it was. Maybe you guys can help define that for me, but there was something in the show where I just wasn't as interested in it. But there was something in there in the first season where it said early on when the walkers started appearing, there was some allusion. It wasn't a direct connection, but there was some allusion that it might have been connected to drugs. So maybe, and then maybe that's why we will never see a season 6 of Breaking Bad, unfortunately. So what do you guys think? Have you heard about this? There are a lot of other connections that can be made. Usually when I do these videos, I like to have text up so I can read and give you the notes and then talk about them. But there is actually a video, Fan Theories, Breaking Bad is the Walking Dead. So you can just type that in YouTube and it'll come right up. I didn't want to comment on the video because it's really hard to do that in doing a video of my own. It's easier if I have the text. But anyway, there are other things that came to light. It's an interesting theory. I don't know how much. I don't think they're actually going to really explore that. It's just a fun kind of interesting thing. But what do you guys think? You think they're connected? Probably just totally separate. I mean, obviously, you watch Breaking Bad, it has nothing to do with zombies, and you watch The Walking Dead, and it has very little ever. Maybe in the first season, but it doesn't have much to do with drugs of any kind. But anyway, I'm interested to know what you have to think about this. So again, if you have any suggestions for like these fan connection theories, what you want me to cover once a week, happy to do so. I did the Flintstones and Jetsons. You guys loved it. I loved it too because it's interesting and it's fun. Even if you don't watch the shows, and believe me, there as a Christian, there's plenty of reasons not to watch Breaking Bad or The Walking Dead. So I totally understand if people don't want to watch them, and I'm not suggesting that you do. But if you already do, what do you think? I'm interested to know. As always, thank you so much for watching. If you want a bunch of free content, you can head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and you can check out a bunch of free content there. You can donate if you want to. I only did one of these videos before, because I thought usually on this channel we deal with like a lot of dark things, and I just every maybe once a week it would just be kind of fun to deal with something interesting and just kind of fun. But look, if it's not for you, let me know. If enough of the audience says like, I really don't like this, I just want the everything you talk about that's not this all the time. Great. If enough people say that, then I'll be happy to oblige and we won't ever do these again. But I did get a lot of positive response from the Flintstones and Jetsons one, and that's why I purposely picked something more controversial like Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead. I personally have watched both shows. Obviously, not for kids. Obviously, if you're the type of Christian that doesn't enjoy those type of shows because you believe it promotes death and evil. Like, I get it. Believe me, I get it. I get all the arguments. If you're a Christian that enjoys good acting, good storytelling, good interpersonal relationships with the characters, just good writing overall, then yeah, I mean, and if you're not bothered by the other stuff so much, and if it doesn't affect your walk, with Christ, that's most important. Then yeah, I mean they're very entertaining shows. So but anyway, I'm open to both sides of the argument. I'd love to know what you think, mostly about this connection. So what do you think? And are there any weird ones that you've heard about with other things? Like I've heard all the Pixar movies are connected in some way. I've heard that like about Disney stuff. That kind of stuff is interesting to me. I'd love to know what you think. Thank you so much. I love you all so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.